Bernie Scalero, a school counselor at West High School in Sioux City, caught COVID-19 in early November. She spent 3 weeks at home recovering from the illness, as she also suffers from asthma. You can still hear the illness in her breath.
I feel actually pretty good. I still have some leftover cough.
Scalero, who is in her early 60s, isn't sure exactly how she caught the virus, either from the school or a neighbor who tested positive.
You know, did the routine things. I did my duties, my lunch duty. I interacted with students, new students from out of state.
Scalero says the school district is doing everything possible to try to keep students and staff safe, but admits it doesn't always work.
They have required the mask from the get-go. We started out with hybrid learning to try to socially distance students in the classrooms. And in the hallway, they had arrows so that students are supposed to go in one direction to try to manage that flow of traffic as well. It's impossible really to enforce. And it's really just tough for teachers to socially distance the students and spread out the desks.
That's the same sentiment shared by Lisa Banks, another longtime teacher and union leader.
The major 8 school districts are one of those things. They're either hybrid or they're virtual.
Banks is a board member for Siouxland Uniserve and works as a liaison between local teachers and the Iowa State Education Association.
We don't want to go hybrid or virtual either, because that's not easy for us. But we want to be safe. We want our students to be safe, and we want our community to be safe. And I just wish that if you want your students to stay in school, that you would stay home. You know, stop going to, you know, shop for the fun of it. You know, only do things that are necessary.
Banks says dealing with COVID-19 is just like playing Russian roulette.
We sit around and we look at each other and we decide, you know, and we just never know who's going to be next that get it. You know, there's no rhyme or reason. Every teacher is working as hard as they possibly can, and we're already exhausted, and it's not the end of the semester yet. I just can't even imagine what February is going to be like for us. I'm not saying that we need to do anything differently as hybrid or full on, but we definitely need to address the situation of safety and proper PPE.
And, you know, we're watching the various metrics and the cases and just trying to make the best decisions that we can.
Another voice who believes safety is the top priority for the Sioux City Community School District is Assistant Superintendent Dr. Kim Baronic.
This has been very difficult for everybody, parents, teachers, of course, administrators, and students.
She says so far the district hasn't seen a spike in new COVID-19 cases. The most recent update showed 5 students and 3 staff members who tested positive the week after Thanksgiving.
When we contact trace, it's when there's a positive case. It's usually they have contracted it someplace else other than school. And then the contact tracing, if they're sent home, there's very few that reported back to us that they're positive.
Dr. Baronic says absentee rates will be released at the next school board meeting.
So I appreciate the parents that when their children are sick are keeping them at home, just taking every precaution they can. It's been a very stressful year for everybody, and we understand that. And I sure hope that the vaccine comes sooner rather than later.
The past few weeks have been especially stressful for Bernie Scalero, both in and out of the classroom. She recovered from COVID-19, but her neighbor did not.
He spent his time in the hospital and on a ventilator and could not get through the COVID.
For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.